Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch here in hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we start here with your calls, we continue and talk to Jeremy, listening on KGEZ in Kalispell. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I got a real big problem tonight.
Do you?
What's that?
You run out of alcohol?
Well, a deputy showed up in my yard complaining that somebody had called and said that I was playing my music, and I just got out of bed, dude.
So you're saying you weren't even playing music at all?
Right. I mean, at the most, I leave my TV on just to have noise while I sleep.
Right.
You know.
And you live in a trailer park, right?
No, I live in my friend's yard.
Well, what does that mean? How do you live in his yard? Are you camping out?
No, I live in my camper trailer back here. And,
oh, okay.
And you know, and we have septic hookups and.
Gotcha. So where are the complaints coming from? Are there neighbors real close by?
Well, I don't know. Supposedly, that's confidential or whatever.
You know, why can't people just be neighborly? Doesn't that bug you? I mean, look, if somebody's making noise, why don't you just do the neighborly thing and go over and talk to the people instead of doing, you know, jumping right to the cops? It really bugs me that people can't just talk to one another like adults.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't go well, but other times it does.
Right, give it the chance.
Right, give it the. I think that's fair, is to give it the chance.
And of course, you know not to answer the door for the police, but you're already out in the yard, huh?
Ian.
Yes, sir.
That's not the bad part. The deputy shows up in my yard, and I hadn't even got my first cup of coffee in me yet.
Mm-hmm.
He slaps my dog for sniffing his leg. My dog across the yard, and he's got his hand on his pistol and his taser, and he's threatening to come in my house without a warrant.
Wow.
Bust all my stuff up and take me to jail, dude.
Out of control.
Yeah, I already told him before, next time one of you son of a bitches come in my house with that word, I'm going to blow your head off.
Well, that diplomatic. I don't know if that's going to work, too.
That might be the problem.
Yeah. you're certainly not going to get anywhere by blowing the cops' heads off, because then they're
threatening to.
Right, then they're just going to come back on you full force. But at the same time, I do certainly empathize with your situation, Jeremy. It sounds like an awful one, and I don't know, maybe. How do you deal with that? What do you do?
Try to file a complaint.
That's not going to do anything.
It may or may not do anything, but at least you've gone through some steps.
Yeah.
You don't blow anybody's heads off or nothing like that.
Well, maybe you shouldn't say that then. Maybe you shouldn't say that, because that's just going to aggravate the situation. It's just going to make them dislike you even more. And if they dislike you, it gives them extra reason to harass you and do mean and nasty things like hurt your dog, which is, you know, maybe the solution there would be to get yourself a video camera. Go, Circuit City or Best Buy, get one of those little pocket video cameras that they're like $150 or less nowadays. You can get a cheapie for $79, $69. Get one of those things and have it at least handy. Have it somewhere around the house. Have it charged up to where if you see the cops rolling up, you can pull that thing out. And that way, at the very least, they might not hurt your dog if they're on camera. It's at least one idea. And good luck with that, Jeremy. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. As we've seen time and time again, the bureaucrats do not like people with cameras because they are shining the light on the cockroaches, and they don't want their activities to be revealed to the world. In fact, speaking of revealing activities, we're going to talk to Sam here in a little bit. We've got to get first to Nick, who's on the line, on the amp line, listening in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just after Jeremy's call, you guys were talking about immigration and this guy who's apparently helping a company that's helping the federal government build that Berlin Wall across the Rio Grande.
Yes, and he had some reservations, as I think he should be having.
Oh, yeah. Well, reservations about it itself is definitely appropriate. But what do you, I mean, if there was some way to make it so that he could be almost being counteractive towards that, as in, like, he's on the inside of a different movement and circumventing it. Wouldn't that be acceptable?
Yes, if he was in some way sabotaging the government's efforts, yes, absolutely.
If he could figure out some way that, you know, he's doing environmental studies and, you know, looking out for the critters and that kind of thing, if he would say, look, I'm sorry, it's going to hurt all the critters. All the critters are going to die if you put up your wall. Bambi's dead, Thumper's dead, Flower, he's dead too. Everybody's dead if you put up this wall.
Or better yet, find one of those endangered species, like the, you know, the...
Oh, yeah. If you could find the blue-tailed cockaroo over there.
Go ahead, Nick. Sorry. Yeah.
Put like a little endangered species on the border and its own natural habitat.
You might not even have to find an actual... You might not actually have to find one of them. You could just, as an expert, say that you found evidence that the speckered, the speckled bird of some sort is inhabiting this particular part of the desert, and so therefore, according to EPA regulations, this border fence can't be built.
Pronghorns.
Yep. Yeah. Well, but even farther than that, let's say farther down the line, when it starts to get really bad. Let's say that he has inside information towards how the fence is built and what some weak spots are, being able to, and not just with the fence, but being able to exploit that farther down the line, if there was some way to formalize that where people working inside the government could actually be professional saboteurs for a different organization, that would seem to be an exception to the rule of not accepting the extorted money of the government.
One of the things that bothers me about that is, although, Ian doesn't pay taxes, I file them at least. I don't pay a great deal of taxes. I, you know, have my own business and that kind of thing, and it allows me to exempt a lot of stuff. But they're just going to extract more money from the American people to build. They're not going to stop building this wall. It's not, you know, they didn't stop building the big dig in Boston. They just kept on going. It didn't matter how much money they dumped into it.
Anyways, then you might as well have some saboteurs in there, right?
I don't know.
I'm all in favor of the saboteur idea. I think that's fine. That's plenty principle.
And this goes further towards the strategy of, I don't know if it originated with the Mormons, but some of the fundamentalist Mormons out in Utah have, or at least this is what I've been told, have a strategy towards getting the government to basically fall and then they'll take over everything or something. I don't know exactly what the intricacies of it are, but they call it bleeding the beast, where they take welfare illegitimately from the government, and their plan is to slowly bleed the government of all money. Now,
that won't work because they can keep printing it.
Well, that's one of my reservations about it, but to a certain extent, if you could, I guess it would be so far down the line, I don't even know if it's worth speculating on.
Right, nor is it worth that particular approach. I mean, I understand where they're coming from, but from a liberty-oriented perspective, that particular approach just makes you, a ward of the state. It makes it so that you have bent over for them and that you've said, well, I want your welfare, and so therefore I'm going to agree to your rules, and you're giving them jurisdiction over you by engaging in a process like that. So certainly somebody that cared about liberty would never really be able to become a part of that particular plan.
But what if you were to find some way to subvert the rules?
Like if you were to like actually not yourself be participating and somehow create some sort of our corporation to do it for you? Maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And of course, one could argue that actually your person is a corporation, as somebody suggested recently on the air, that the all capital letter person is not actually you. And from what I've seen, there's some evidence to support that particular theory. Not a lot, but it's an interesting idea.
I think it's just a formal thing with the government that they do is they just do everything with capital letters.
Is it? Well, you know, it's easy to blow it off that way, but at the same time, you have to remember the lawyers are very peculiar about the way they do things, and, they're all capital letters, and there's no comma between the first name and the last name. It's very unusual, and it's certainly not following the rules of the English language. Thank you for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'm just curious about it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute. with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
My introduction to Wayne, who's the only of the three of us, the only for real author, and was way back when I ran into an article that he wrote about the church. And it later was a part of a book that he wrote, Wayne, called So You Don't Want to Go to Church Anymore. Tell me a little bit about that, what that title really means.
Well, it's for people who are a little bit disillusioned with all the religious machinery we have and yet still have an internal passion to know if the God of the Bible really exists. So it kind of separated between the relational dynamics of knowing him from some of the foibles, mistakes, and struggles of putting together religious institutions we have after 2000
years. You mean it's not about where you sit on Sunday?
It's not about where you sit on Sunday. It's how do we live in him in a way that makes sense in the world in which we live.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God, The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 6 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional, and often controversial look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, live streams included. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com. In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com to read all about it. That's freedom-engineering.com. As we go to Sam in Texas, who has been very consistent in his informative, interesting phone calls about his process of going through the going to the court system down there in Texas and actually challenging the system itself. Your adventures in legal land continued today, Sam, as you went to trial on one of your three speeding tickets. Do you want to go ahead and bring our listeners up to speed on basically what you're doing and then tell us what happened today?
Okay, sure.
I know the recapping gets a little bit more challenging every time.
It does, yeah. There's so much. I just have to, I think, take it a little higher level. So I've kind of taken on this little experiment to see just what the really the nature of government is. I've looked back through these concepts that government was founded on, and according to them, the government doesn't have the jurisdiction or the purview to enforce a lot of the laws that they do. So I'm going in making these arguments to the court to say, you know, look, it says all men are created equally and that governments were established to protect and maintain the rights of individuals. And who are you protecting here? You're not protecting my rights, and you're telling me that the damaged party is a file folder? How did that sustain damage? And your laws all say that, you know, you're only allowed to act as a peace officer in the same manner as the person about to be injured. Now, it doesn't say if somebody's about to be injured. It says the person about to be injured. So there's this idea that peace officers, police, should only be allowed to step in when there's actually someone who is about to be harmed, when there's going to be a corpus delicti, a damaged party. So I'm going in to ask all these questions of the court, which they really don't want to answer.
Mm-mm.
And I went in the first time to the actual pretrial. This is ticket number three, the one that I made the documentary based on. Oh, the phone's getting bad, isn't it?
No, it sounds fine so far. But let me interject here about your documentary. It's called The Court of Public Relations, and I want to invite our listeners to go see it. You can see it in full at freekeen.com. I think it's the second item down at freekeen.com right now. And the video has been updated. You've made a few tweaks, a few changes. The aspect ratio is correct. So this is the proper official full release of your documentary. And it is available right now. You can watch the entire 34, 35 minutes at freekeen.com. And it is highly worthwhile, very worthwhile to spend some time on this.
And this is, I was actually going back today for the jury trial from that pretrial.
Which they scheduled for you. You went into the courtroom and you began to ask your question about, you know, do you have to understand the nature and cause of the charges against you? And the judge did not want to answer that question. He ended up basically booting you out of the courtroom because he didn't want to answer that question. You didn't want to get to the pleading portion because you wanted to understand what was going on. He didn't want you to understand, so he just went ahead and entered a plea for you, despite your objection, despite your pointing out that he is there's a conflict of interest in the idea that he's also both representing you apparently and the judge in the case at the same time. Of course, that didn't faze him and certainly didn't stop him from doing what he did. So. They went ahead and just scheduled the trial anyway, and that's what you went to do today was the trial.
I think you've watched it one too many times.
Oh, yeah. I've watched it by myself. I've watched it with Julia. Julia's brother Chris is coming to New Hampshire this weekend, so I'll probably watch it with him. It's so good. It's really one of the best documentaries I think I've seen.
Cool. So I walk into court with my camera again. I get up to the bailiff, and he said, you know, they all know my name. Hey, Mr. Dotson, everybody knew who I was. And he immediately says, okay, there's no camera allowed in the courtroom. And so I pointed out that I'm exercising your Second Amendment right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in any manner I deem expedient.
Now, that's the Second Amendment of Texas Constitution.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Correct. And it says basically that, you know, political power is derived from the consent of the governed, and they have to stand only to preservation of a republican form of government. But outside of that, they're free to do anything they want to change the government. And I made it clear that's exactly what I was doing by bringing this camera in.
Hmm.
He's like, hold on, let me talk to the judge. So he takes off. In the meantime, all these jurors are coming in. And they're checking in at the same desk. And some of them are hearing the discussion back and forth. So that was kind of interesting to see. And I'm thinking about it. You know, these people are coming in here. And they're getting paid like $12 a day, slave wages,
yep.
Basically. And they're having to take off work. to come and see some guy's, what they're going to see it as, some guy's stupid speeding trial. I can't believe I'm here for this.
For speeding, yeah.
What a waste of time.
Right, you're going to be made out to look like the bad guy, for sure.
Yeah, and all of the language, you know, the fact that it's my trial, supposedly, and that, it, you know, I'm the one asking for the trial, that points the blame also at me, where really it's the judge demanding a trial. It's
That's
the
right.
judge demanding that those people come there and show up and work for him for $12 a day.
Right, if they don't, they're going to get hurt. Somebody's going to hurt them if they don't show up. They really are enslaved for a day.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm watching these guys coming in thinking, oh, man, this is not good. But the bailiff comes back, and again, he tells me no camera. I guess they're not interested in the, upholding the Second Amendment.
They could care less about that Second Amendment.
Right. And I, one of the questions I asked is, so not only do you not intend to uphold this inalienable right, but you're telling me you intend to infringe upon it. And that's what he went back to ask the judge.
So he went back a second time. Right?
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Well, so he still tells me no camera, and... You know, are you with the press? And I said, yes. Who are you with? OTN? And who is that, a cable network? I've never heard of it. And I said, oh, don't worry, you will. So he, I basically say, well, your terms are, his, what they said is you can take the camera back to your car or you can leave it with the court and we will give it back to you afterwards.
What a great idea.
And I said, well, those terms are unacceptable to me. This camera is here for my personal safety. You people are a violent gang, and I'm not going to be leaving it.
I have to say, you need to be congratulated for standing your ground. This is a typical tactic from what we've seen of the bureaucrats, is they like to present you with their options. And if you accept one of their options, you are basically contracting with them at that point. You're saying, okay, yes, I agree to your terms, and I think it's brilliant of you to just simply say, no, I don't agree to those terms. No, that's okay. I don't want to proceed. Didn't you say I don't want to proceed with this?
Yeah, like I mean, I made it clear that I'm not willing to proceed with a process that I believe to be illegitimate or that I don't understand or consent to. So he, again, goes back, and this time he's like, all right, come with me. And we go not into the courtroom because, remember, the judge has ruled on this, and his rule and his power must be absolute in his secret chamber.
Well, I just think it's interesting that they just keep going back and forth. Like, you know, they keep coming out with these ultimatums. Well, you either choose this or this, and you're saying, no, I don't want to choose either.
Yeah, I'm not going to choose those.
And hang on, Sam. We're going to bring you back for more of this discussion. We'll find out what happened next.
Yeah, this is getting interesting.
More
yeah.
coming up. You take control. And he did get video footage, from what I understand, of most all of this. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those on us, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go click and download right there from the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
It's the cure for naked. JumpTees.com. Get funny, sexy, clever t-shirts at JumpTees.com. Don't go through life naked. It's JumpTees.com. JumpTees. JumpTees.com.
800-259-9231. And we continue here with Sam in Texas. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, the host, producer, director, star of the Court of Public Relations, a great documentary that you can view in full for free at freekeen.com. That's freekeen.com. People were asking me how to spell freekeen, and I didn't know people didn't know how to spell keen. I did it both ways.
K-E-E-N-E.
Right. It's K-E-E-N-E, but if you put in K-E-E-N, you'll get there, too, because I registered both domains. Anyway, go and see that when you get a chance, and you'll see how Sam went into the courtroom just trying to ask some simple questions. The judge didn't want to hear about it. The judge entered a plea in your case for you. It was a speeding ticket case. And they scheduled a trial date without all of this, without any involvement of your consent whatsoever. And all of this in spite of their own rules, which say they're supposed to be behaving differently. And even though you pointed out their own rules to them, they could give a flip about that. So today was your trial date. You went in there and you tried to bring your camera in again. They told you, "No, you need to go take that out to your car." You said, "No, that's okay. I don't agree. You know, I don't agree to your terms," because they tried to give you two choices. One of which was take it out to the car or leave it with the bureaucrats to take care of your $10,000 or $20,000 camera. So you weren't interested in either of those choices. The bailiff went back and forth twice to the judge to, I guess this was still a negotiation phase or something, Sam, because they didn't just, like, throw you in a jail cell over it or forcibly remove the camera from you. So wasn't it interesting that they just the bailiff kept going back and forth to try to renegotiate this?
It gets better. They didn't really know what to do, I think. And because the judge had ruled no cameras in the courtroom, period, you know, that is absolute, and his power, you know, his orders must be seen through. So they drag me off into the prosecutor's room. And the judge is in there, and when I walk in, I couldn't believe what I saw.
Now, before you tell us, though, the reason they went to the prosecutor's room is because if you'd gone into the courtroom, you would have been able to ask your questions in front of a bunch of people that would have been sitting in there, right? They didn't want you to do that.
No, no, no. I was the only case that was happening this morning.
Really?
As far as I could tell, there were no other cases. They may have tried one, but I'm not sure.
Interesting.
It's a trial, I think.
I wonder what the reasoning for that was. Why did they pull you off into the prosecutor's office?
Because I was not willing to go interact with them without my camera in my hand.
I see.
And since the judge has said no camera in the courtroom, he couldn't violate those rules. He had to be right about his orders.
So the judge actually left the courtroom in order to go meet with you about
this. Over to the prosecutor's room, and when I walk in, I see this man clutching behind this podium in a black dress standing there, and it's the judge.
How bizarre.
It was weird. He looked scared. When I first walked in, like, that was the sense that I got from him.
He's naked. You can almost see him. He had to hide behind the podium.
Where's his big state seal behind him? Where's the proper lighting? I can't be in my black dress down here on the floor without the proper lighting.
Right.
And he was actually on level ground with me, and I think he's about 6 feet tall, so
yeah.
I maybe had an inch on him. And so we go in, and he tells me again, no camera in the courtroom. I don't allow it, or whatever. And so I ask him, repeat the whole thing about the Second Amendment, and does the court intend to uphold that? He did the same thing he did in pretrial, where he just ignored my questions and went on with what he wanted to say. And I laid it out after saying, is this court going to uphold the Second Amendment? Yes or no, sir?
Wow.
And he didn't answer it. And then that's when he decided that he was going to find me in contempt.
Mm.
And he would sentence me to jail. Not jail, but to a $50 fine. But, I'm not going to pay for tyranny to be enacted upon somebody.
Right.
So
did you tell him you were not going to pay it? Did you let him know that in advance?
I don't think I did. I've got a plan for how I'm going to proceed here. I think you'll like.
Okay.
But we'll get to that. So, let's see. He's, again, just telling me, shut your mouth, I think was one of the things he said. Don't say another word.
He loves to give orders. I mean, you can actually hear him doing this if you go and watch the Court of Public Relations over at freekeen.com. He loves to give these petty little orders to you. Get your elbows off the table. Stand over there.
Yeah, it's pretty odd.
Well, it's him asserting his dominance. He's trying to control you and get you to do things. And you handled it well because it was probably the first time you came across it. The first time you encountered it, you were saying things like, well, can't we just sit down? And stuff like that, which I thought was very funny. How did you handle it this time?
So this time, when he asked me, what's it going to be? What are you going to do? Are you taking the camera out to the car or not? This was right after he told me not to say another word. I just stood there in silence. And he looked at me and he goes, okay, I'll give you 5 minutes to decide. And so then I sat down immediately and he looked at me and he goes, I don't think it's going to take you 5 minutes. Okay, I'm finding you in contempt. And he filled out his form, and the fine is $50. And then he tries to hand me the piece of paper. Here, take this to the window. The bailiff will escort you. And I just looked at him again.
It didn't work last time, dude. Why are you trying it again? Last time they tried to hand you paperwork, and you just stood there and looked at it, and you said, well, was I ordered to take it? Of course, even if he'd ordered you to take it, you probably wouldn't have taken it.
No.
And then they wanted you to go and stand and wait in their line, and you didn't do that either, and they ended up bringing the paperwork out to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have taken it unless they were threatening me with,
with
some
violence.
Kind of arm.
Yeah.
That's where they have to take it for me to act on one
sense.
Of their requests.
Right, and a good question. I think I like what Dave Ridley asks whenever he's confronted with someone who is sort of suggesting violence, is he'll just throw it right out there into the open. He'll ask the question, well, if I don't do it, are you going to hurt me? And that's always I think that's a good question to throw out there.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I think I'll use that. So he hands it to the bailiff. Again, the bailiff's like, and he says, escort him out of the courtroom. And I again said,
you mean the prosecutor's office? Escort him out of the prosecutor's office, right?
Oh, yeah. Out of here. And I said, okay, are you threatening me? Oh, no, sir. No, I'm not threatening you. So then I just sat there. And then the judge looked and saw me sitting there, and the bailiff, you know, didn't know what to do, and he said, get him out of here. And I said, okay, so you're about to remove me. And he's like, well, the judge has ordered you to go. Are you threatening me? And still, he's not threatening me, even though he's about to grab me by the arm and drag me out. So at that point, I just kind of laughed because I thought it was pretty funny that he just would not face up to the reality of the situation that, you know, he was creating, that he was standing
a party
for.
To, yeah.
And so we walk out, and again, he tries to hand it to me. He's much more forceful this time, acting like he's going to drop it on my camera, so I kind of turn and back up from him. Eventually, he goes back in when I tell him, look, I don't consent to this. I'm not willing to continue in this process until I understand, or I'm not going to continue in a process that I believe to be illegitimate, is what I was telling him. He goes back into the judge, comes back out eventually, and he says, you know, come on in, leave your camera. There will be no camera in the prosecutor's room. And I said, okay, I'll be out here. And I turned around. And he's, Mr. Dodson, come in here. And so then I turned back around and, you know, of course, had my camera.
Right.
I guess they decided it wasn't that important. So then the judge, again, is standing there and is visibly upset. And he lets me know that, sir, your acceptance of this form in no way determines the applicability to you. I forget what he said, but basically, we don't need your consent. We're going to fine you whether you like it
or
not.
Why am I even here?
Then why are you shaking the form at me? Keep it.
Hang on. We're going to bring you back. You said you got a plan. We want to find out what that is. More with Sam here in moments. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, then become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a simple idea. You send in $3 a month via any major credit card, PayPal, or an alternative option, and we take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations and more internet connections, thereby exposing more new people to the message of freedom and liberty, and that's important. So if you want to get perks and help that out at the same time, you get, for instance, the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Go get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com as we rejoin with Sam here from the Obscure Truth Network telling us about his day in court. What was supposed to be a trial ended up getting delayed because, well, first of all, the trial itself was a farce, and you've been railroaded into it by a judge that doesn't want to answer simple questions. That said, they then attempted to persuade you into not bringing the camera into the courtroom. Well, they tried to convince you that it was mandatory that you not bring the camera in. You stood your ground, said that you don't accept their terms and that you were going to bring your camera in if they were going to have you in their court. They didn't like that very much. They kept going back to kind of renegotiate with you and try to force paperwork on you, which you continued to decline. You did not sign their papers. You did not even accept their paperwork. And I believe that's right around where we left your story off.
Yes, and the judge had just finished telling me after he brought me back in a second time in the prosecutor's room that he doesn't care if, I understand or consent or agree to any of this. He's got authority and control over my life.
And you've got that on tape, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So then he tells me that he's going to schedule me my trial, which I correct him that he's the one demanding a trial. It's his trial, not mine.
Yeah, you'd rather be at home doing something else.
And then as the judge has got, or the bailiff has me kind of at the back door, the judge says, we'll see you at your next appointment. And I said, don't you mean at your demand?
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. He's
right.
Demanding that I come back.
Right, because if you don't come, they're going to send men with guns to come and get you. I mean, that's not an appointment, and I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, so then we're, back out. At that point when I said that, the bailiff said, leave. So I walked out, and they canceled the trial. So now there were...
you mean the trial for the day. They canceled the trial for the day. Gotcha.
I mean, what was supposed to be my trial was canceled.
Those poor jurors are being dicked around because they don't want to let a camera in the courtroom. They just wasted all those jurors' day, and now those poor guys are going to have to come back.
And think about this. They paid $12 to each of those 30 jurors.
Do they pay them if the trial is canceled,
yes.
Or do they get to back out?
When I went to jury duty and was going to do the FIJA activism, mm-hmm. even though it had been called off like this one, they still sent me the check.
Oh, so the more times they canceled the trial, the more their costs increase.
Yeah, so today cost them $660.
Wow.
And then if you think about it, in the private market, if we had true arbitration dispute resolution, is it going to be 12 random strangers, say my brother dies in a hang gliding accident that he rented and we're suing the guy who rented it to him? Wouldn't it make sense to have people that are like hang gliding engineers,
sure,
professional hang gliders, people who work for other rental companies? That's
absolutely
what the parties would agree on.
Yep.
We just don't have that option. You get 12 people who are mad because they had to leave work to come do this ridiculous slave labor.
Absolutely. So what's your plan, Sam?
My plan is to, I think the best thing is now to write the judge and let him know, here's my position on these things. I'm not willing to pay any of your fines. Tell me what the jail time's going to be. I'd like to understand the charge, the punishment here for your allegations. And I think I'm going to include in that a special DVD of my film that I made of him, along with some of the Free Talk Live audio interviews that I've called in to talk about the case and the issues and the questions that I want to ask.
Nice.
So I think he'll enjoy that.
So when is the next when's the next hearing?
Oh my God, they're going to crucify you on the front lawn.
When's the next? I mean, yeah, they could have thrown him in a cell today, but they didn't. It's very interesting how they're behaving in this particular case.
Sam, do you have an armor-plated safe house someplace?
What now? Oh, you didn't get the paperwork.
When the next trial is. they'll mail it. I'll probably have it in the mail tomorrow.
Yeah.
And actually, what I'm thinking about doing is contacting some of the local media here, telling them what I'm doing, showing them the documentary.
I think you should, yeah.
Saying, do you guys want to come out and film me in the process of going to this and getting railroaded here?
I've got footage now, so I think that's absolutely a great idea.
Yeah, that is a great idea. Yeah. Very cool.
So that's the plan.
Right on, man.
Oh, and then I go back to court tomorrow for, I think, ticket number two. Where, I don't know, I'm going to kind of lay it out for the judge and say, here's my position. I'm not going to cooperate because I don't believe this to be legitimate. Now, how do we get through this?
Let us know how it goes, man.
Will do.
Awesome. Wow. You're doing amazing work and so courageous to be doing it essentially all by yourself. There was nobody that accompanied you to the courtroom today. And that I would like to see change. I know that you're going to move up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and at that point you will actually have some backup in these cases in case the government people do decide to get violent and do decide to lash out against you. Someone will know about it, and some more action will be able to be taken on the outside as a result of that. Of course, you know all that, and you're doing it anyway, and you've done a fantastic job so far. So you should be congratulated, and people need to be. By the way, even though I mentioned it was at Free Keene several times, Wayne, who's in the studio, didn't pick it up. So if people want to go and see your documentary, The Court of Public Relations, documenting what has happened before today, basically, with your case, they should go to freekeen.com. It's right there, pretty close to the top of the page at freekeen.com. So check
Thank
it out.
Gentlemen.
Tell your friends. Pass around the link because it really is that good. Thanks, Sam, and keep up the good work. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Before we continue, any comments, gentlemen, on this?
You better wear tinfoil clothing next time because he's going to get tased, man.
It's all very interesting.
You'd expect that they just would throw him in a jail cell for not following what the judge wanted him to do, but they keep negotiating. They keep trying to get him to consent. They keep trying to get him to sign their paperwork, to even take their paperwork, and it's like they don't know what to do with someone like him. They don't know how to handle this. That's why the bailiff has to keep going back to consult with the judge. Like, oh, crap, what do we do now? He won't take our paperwork. We don't know how to handle this, because everybody that goes into these courtrooms is so indoctrinated into the system that they don't think anything of it when they're handed a piece of paper or they're told, well, you may choose A or you may choose B. They don't realize that there are other options. There are questions that need to be asked, and there are different things that can be done.
Well, Wayne pointed out that you may choose A and you may choose B is essentially a sort of a threatening sales tactic. And the sales tactics, you have to get somebody to voluntarily go for your product, so you present it in a much different fashion. But the government's essentially saying, would you like that in red or would you like that in green?
Yeah, it's a hard close.
Yeah, it's just a close. No,
right.
So, when can I schedule you for your appointment? Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to make an appointment with me, yes or no?
But, yeah, and some of the questions Sam is asking are very pointed questions that no one's probably asked them ever before. And
probably
they have
not
to think about the nature of their their violent actions.
They don't like to do that. That's why the bailiff keeps denying that he's going to be threatening Sam.
Right. He claims not to be threatening Sam as he's dragging him out of the courtroom.
They do not want to be associated with the violent side of their business, and it makes them very, very uncomfortable.
It's just a paycheck for them, I'm sure, but at the same time, there's some very, very good questions to be answered here, and I'm looking forward to seeing more chapters of this.
Absolutely, and I know that a lot of other people are too, so keep paying attention to it, because the latest info on this always comes out on the air on Free Talk Live, and thanks to Sam for calling us with his stories, because it is so enlightening and so interesting that, yes, there are other courses of action to take if the government is forcing you into their courtroom. You can do things differently, and if more people start to do what Sam is doing, then what are they going to do? If there are 10 Sams in any given area, I mean, and if they're all caught up in the system at the same time, their court system is going to not function. It's going to break down. So eventually they're just going to have to leave people like Sam, people like us, alone for, you know, the fact that we're going to make a scene in their courtroom that these other people, the sheep, if you will, they don't want the sheep to see this stuff. It's going to put ideas into their head. And once someone has an idea, it's hard to get rid of that.
But it all comes down to the fact that we're reexamining the role of government in our lives. And government was originally in this country, was originally intended to protect us from each other, not from ourselves. A speeding ticket where you're not harming anyone, you might be going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, whatever mm-hmm. it might be, you're not harming anyone.
Nope, and everyone does it, too.
And everyone does
it. Cops.
Now, if I'm stupid and I go 100 miles an hour and I drive off a bridge or hit a guardrail and I kill myself, I'm dumb. But
and you're dead.
If you kill someone else, then you should be responsible for your actions.
Sure. But speeding is not necessarily an irresponsible act inherently to itself. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. Your calls, of course, are primary. And coming up, the IndyMac Bank customers. Let's talk a little bit about those folks, because they are in a bad way right now with their bank being nationalized, taken over by the federal government. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
With oil at